In the name of the true and living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, as we enter the gospel narrative recorded by St. Matthew the Evangelist, we share the invitation by Jesus to travel with him north of the region of the Sea of Galilee, the very location where he had shared those delightful parables that we treasure in the church. This morning, he takes us to a place apart in Caesarea Philippi, north of that sea. And there he provides an examination like no other. In his own heart, he knows how the answer will go, but truly he wants to test the disciples that they have experienced not simply the reception of these parables with many teachings and healings, but also that they have in their own heart a sense of where they are going, but most especially with whom. What is the identity here? These collection of disciples are not graduate students. In fact, they are probably not the most intelligent creatures of the universe. Most of them were fishermen, and so there is a simple-heartedness about them. So here they are in this place, and Jesus asks the question which he asks each of us all the time: who do people say that I am? It comes as no surprise that Peter, first among the disciples, would respond the manner in which he did. And truly sensing what is happening in their midst, he reveals that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Notice Jesus does not use his own name when he poses the question. He simply makes reference to being the Son of Man. Who do people say the Son of Man is? Now bear in mind what the disciples have seen thus far. They have witnessed not only this amazing teaching with parables as a tool, they have also witnessed miracles, and especially one of the more recent ones, the feeding of the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Thus far, we have seen the purpose of the Christ is not simply to reveal what the kingdom of heaven would be like, a kingdom they would one day share and indeed live within. But most importantly, he wanted them to absorb the goodness and graciousness and abundance of his work. Abundance is the right word. The way in which there is no limit to the way in which God can penetrate humanity. But he also does so with a sense of peace, that there can indeed be a serenity upon those who do acknowledge him to be exactly who he is, even people like you and me. Jesus was no different than many of today's generation. He lived in a time where power seemed to be the ultimate quest for those in authority. Power surrounded him. There was obviously the problems with the Roman government and the way they exercised authority in the people of Judea and in Israel. But we recognize the power struggle which still goes on, and how differently power contrasts with abundance and peace. Power and those in power can provide us all sorts of means to be abundant. It happens day by day. Promises, promises, promises. But that's not the real abundance of which the kingdom of heaven presents to us and to the church. The real abundance is the manner in which we respond to the question, who do people say the Son of Man is? In other words, do our lives reflect the abundance of the kingdom? Is it obvious we can recognize that the abundance of God can affect ways in which we cross turbulent waters, ways in which we resist destruction and abuse, ways in which we find things unacceptable by standing up for what we believe is true in our faith? The same holds true with peace. Are we a peaceful person, collected here as a family of God? Do we sense and image the kingdom of God in such a way that we can be released from the grip of so many persons and things that distract us and take us away from the principle of all things, that Jesus is the Christ, the King of the kingdom? Let us merge our thoughts and deeds today in the mind of Peter, who came forward boldly and without hesitation to acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And let us do a better job in the way in which the presence of that kingdom in heaven is real. Not some concept or idea, but something which breathes into our lives. It is God in Christ who brings the kingdom to us. Know the order in which that occurs. It is Christ who brings the kingdom to us. Let us now go about our work, our mission in the church. We heard in this morning's collect the mention of power, but it is the power which comes from God enkindled by the Holy Spirit, so that all people can see the wonder and the love of God's kingdom. There is our task. So we ask ourselves, can we indeed answer the question, who do people say that the Son of Man is? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.